I'm Tiffany. And this is Katie. We're from Temple of Geek. So you started a new show called Pop Culture Pop Culture Quest. What has it been like getting to meet these different collectors and seeing their collections?
Well, what's amazing is it doesn't matter if you're personally interested in the items they collect. Their passion for what they collect is what is so compelling to me. I think sometimes the collectors are more interesting than the items that they collect. And they have a certain shared passion for whatever it is that they're collecting that's universal. You know, I said, are we really doing a show about a guy who collects shoes? Who cares? And then you go and you meet him, and he's hilarious, and he's got all these great stories and all these amazing shoes. So I just keep an open mind. And it's, so far, it's been great fun.
Sounds like it. Did you frame the picture of the Joker that Jim Lee did for you?
Of course. And I didn't expect to be able to walk away with that, by the way. But that was just one of the perks of being in the right place at the right time, I guess.
For sure. Is there anything that you see that's blown your mind?
Somebody gave me a Joker-themed lightsaber. It was beautifully done. It was
Seriously?
All purple and green in color and had the smile on the handle. And I thought he was just showing me. He gave it to me.
That's amazing.
I said, we better put that on the show because it was really finely crafted. These lightsabers they make now, they're much better than the ones we used in the movies because they're meant to last. Ours only had to hold up for a couple of months. And so, I mean, these kids come up to me and they show me these things. It's amazing. I mean, I don't know where they get the money to buy them, that's for sure.
That's awesome. So how's it been reprising your character, the Trickster, CW's Flash?
Listen, there's Ham in my surname, right? And that's a part that justifies really going crazy. And they're all so nice. I really like the cast a lot. And Andrew Kreisberg and Greg Berlanti are really smart writers. And just the chance to work with John Wesley Shipp again was a thrill. He's such a nice guy. And really good actor.
Awesome.